This is Viva Podcast. Thank you for joining us in our morning daily devotion.
In our world today, some words which were highly valued a generation earlier have now become bad ideas. Tolerance is one of them. Acceptance is another. We're constantly looking out for people of the same wavelength, we say. What we actually mean is we would like to surround ourselves with people who think and act like we do and have no room for variety or dissent. We look with contempt at those who do not fit our bill and certainly won't accept them into our cliques. We're contemptuous of people for a swarm of reasons: class and status, nationality and language, region and religious prejudices, an attitude of entitlement, self-righteousness disguised as righteousness, all contributing to feeding and growing an attitude of contempt in us. Contempt grows silently in a corner among the good crop of virtues and quietly kills them one by one, unobserved, unattended, unseen by the world, until its ugly head butts something real hard and it suddenly is visible, standing tall and can't be ignored. Paul Barnabas and John Mark made an awesome threesome. Acts 13 will tell you how. But the journey got interrupted when from Pamphylia, John Mark decides to return to Jerusalem. We don't really know why, because Luke doesn't record why. Luke doesn't record Paul's reaction to his leaving either. However, when the time came for Paul and Barnabas to start on their second missionary journey, we see contempt for Mark raising its ugly head in Paul. Barnabas was in a sense Paul's mentor. When the church was contemplating how to respond to the conversion of the persecutor of believers, Saul of Tarsus, it was Barnabas who went looking for Paul, brought him to Antioch, and began ministering with him together. In fact, the church at Antioch sent Barnabas and Paul on their first missionary journey in Acts chapter 13, verses 1 to 3. While Luke refers to the duo as Barnabas and Paul in chapters 12 and 13, the equation changes during the journey. And by the end of chapter 13, it's Paul and Barnabas. Their relationship was anything but casual. Perhaps a mentor-mentee relationship grew to a point where Paul outgrew his mentor in maturity and in spiritual understanding. But they continued to be partners in ministry. When contempt for Mark raised its ugly head, and Paul disdainfully declined taking the deserter John Mark with them, between two brothers in the Lord who had battled life and death for the sake of the gospel, there arose what the Bible calls a sharp disagreement. A disagreement sharp enough for a long-standing partnership in the gospel to be broken and for them to part ways. Whatever made Paul contemptuous of Mark, it was a very strong contempt to precipitate a break in a precious friendship and partnership. Perhaps Paul himself had not paid attention to this growing contempt. Perhaps Paul and Barnabas had not even deemed it important to discuss Mark's desertion between them. Else they might have resolved this earlier without it having such a huge impact. But that's how contempt is. It silently killed a blessed partnership. Barnabas, the encourager, however, was willing to accept Mark against Paul's contempt, and they set off on a fruitful mission trip. The rest of the book of Acts is silent about Mark. Perhaps after the split, Paul paid attention to the contempt he felt for Mark. Perhaps the Holy Spirit convicted, cleansed, and restored humility and acceptance in Paul. For we see the relationship between Mark and Paul is restored. In his second letter to Timothy, Paul affirms Mark as being helpful to him. In his letter to Philemon, Paul refers to Mark as fellow prisoner. Something as incongruous as contempt can kill. If Barnabas had not been there to accept and pick up Mark, Paul's contempt could have killed a young man's faith and initiative. If Paul had not submitted to the Holy Spirit and persisted in his contempt of his fellow workers, his own character could have been killed and Paul wouldn't be the great man that he is. Perhaps Paul struggled through feeling righteous and justifying his contempt for Mark, and with the help of the Holy Spirit, found that place of humility, Christ-like humility, so that he could tell the Philippians, "Listen, people, being contemptuous of those you consider beneath you doesn't work. Consider others better than yourselves, and so move towards attaining the mind of Christ." Contempt kills the spirit of the one who is put down. Acceptance builds them up to become leaders, and you will edge closer to the mind of Christ. Would you take a step of acceptance towards someone you have treated with contempt? Dearly beloved, contempt kills, but acceptance builds.
Dear listener, we are here to stand with you in your time of need. We want to pray with you and for your prayer request. Do you need someone to talk to? We are here for you. Call us or send a message at +91 636 425 2164. +91 636 425 2164. God bless you.